broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. So, you know, every Saturday morning, first hour, we do hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use week in review on Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, I can never get to the whole news. Part of the problem is I got a big mouth and I talk too much. The other part of the problem is there's just so many things I want you guys to know. Wow. But anyway, the recap of the week in review continues, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about John Kerry praises Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her leadership with the Green New Deal. So there again, we just have this differences of opinion on what the Green New Deal really means and what it is. There's a big divide on almost every topic in America, folks. We talked about Candace Owens. She's a black lady, an activist, doing a great job, by the way. And she blasts Democrat lawmaker in hate crimes hearing. I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lou believes that black people are stupid, she says. And it's true. On one hand, they accuse us all of being racist, but, well, they're racist as all get out. We believe in standing together if it's a conservative principle. I think Candace is right. She's spot on. You get a female black lady, and I completely agree with her. Will the mainstream press highlight that truth? Will they highlight that Mr. Lou's being a racist and she called him on the carpet in front of Congress? Just wondering. All right, we talked about this story with Richard Mack on Friday. That was yesterday. About the SPLC, that's the Southern Poverty Law Center, right? And they have a spring 2019 edition of what they call Teaching Tolerance magazine. And they're promoting in that magazine to school teachers and et cetera, menstruation equity movement. You know what that is? I know you don't. The menstruation equity movement is a very, very strange deal. They want to talk about women on their periods. They want to talk about free, you know, pads and tampons and other things. They want to talk about this and promote this in schools with teachers. It's called the equity movement. Menstruation equity movement. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is behind this Teaching Tolerance magazine. Okay, that's what's going on. While that's going on, parenting woes. New study shows some boys having sex before 13 years old. They say parents may have to talk to their sons at an earlier age. Well, sadly, we've let children grow up way too fast. And if we're going to have these discussions with boys, we ought to have these discussions with girls as well. And the discussions need to be, in my opinion, done by parents. And parents ought to use God's commandments as guidance on this sacred topic of morality. Yeah. But they want government schools to do it. And you got the Southern Poverty Law Center through this, quote, Teaching Tolerance magazine, literally leading the narrative in the government schools right now. You got to stop it, folks. It is disaster. All right, we talked about a new study out saying assault weapons and large magazines being banned do not lower homicide rates. Oh, we've known that forever, folks. Devin Nunes sends criminal referral to the Attorney General Mr. Barr, alleging potential violations in Russia probe. Well, Devin Nunes might be right, but I don't see any accountability here happening. The Democrats investigate whoever they want and create a firestorm all the time. The Republicans don't seem to be investigating anybody. If they're going to investigate somebody, maybe they ought to spend a little bit of time on Hillary Clinton and her Uranium One deal. Maybe they ought to investigate Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and their, quote, family, what do you call it, charitable thing, whatever it is. It's not a family charitable thing at all, folks. It's a personal, manipulative, international fundraising tool. Don't be fooled. All right, John Kerry had a battle with Representative Thomas Massie. Now, Thomas Massie is one of my favorite because he's a constitutionalist, by the way. He's in Kentucky. Anyway, I guess they're questioning pseudoscience degree. Is this really happening? So the battle rages on that. They're all debating global warming and such, and the battle's on. Now, weekly jobless claims, lowest since 1969. I know the economy needs some help, folks, but it's doing better than a lot of people think that it is. And anyway, there you have that. Right? So that's a recap of the whole week in review. Man, we covered a lot of news, didn't we, folks? We sure did. All right. So first hour, news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. If you don't have time for the show every day, that is the weekend show to catch up on. Second hour starts now. Donald Trump threatens to ship illegals to sanctuary cities. Now, I put a question mark on the end of this headline because I'm questioning it. Donald's threatening it, that's no doubt. But will he really do it? Right? Will Donald Trump really make good on his threat? For example, California says they've got open arms. They want anybody that we can send. There's no such thing as illegals. They're undocumented immigrants. And so Donald's saying, let's just ship them all to the sanctuary cities. Well, Donald Trump is spot on right. I commend him for being correct, for being right. But here's my concern. Do you think President Trump will really do it, or will he just threaten it? Will he really do it, or will he get shut down? I don't know. I pray he gets it done, though. But again, nobody's talking about getting rid of the welfare in America. Nobody's talking about stopping the remittance programs where, you know what, an illegal comes to America, gets a job, makes a bunch of money, sends the money south of the border. We can stop terrorism money from moving around, they claim. Can't we stop illegal money running around? If you're illegally in a country and you're illegally employed and you've got illegal ill-gotten gains? I'm hesitating because is it just illegal gotten gains or illegal ill-gotten gains? Anyway, I bring it up to say certainly you could stop that. So if you stop the welfare in America and you stop the remittances and you put the illegal aliens all in the sanctuary cities that claim they love it and they want more of them, now you're getting somewhere. But will Donald Trump really perform, folks? I have my serious, serious doubts. I pray he does, right? But I just don't see it. I've become jaded? I've just seen too much talk and too little action. And it reminds me of that country song, little less talk, a lot more action. And I just don't see the rubber meeting the road. I see a whole lot of great talk. But, man, I really need to see action. And I know you would say, well, wait a minute, Sam. Donald Trump's doing the best he can. He gets shut down at every turn by the courts, by his own party, by the Democrats. You're right on all that. So I can't blame President Trump completely. But we have got to see action taken. We have really got to double down and do something. And I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to talk about we have got, literally got to take action now. We've talked on the border too much. And I submit to you, if it is a serious border crisis, like we're being told, if it is a national emergency, which I believe it to be, by the way. But if it is, we can't just sit around and wait and wonder and talk and hope and dream and pretend and play and get shut down at every turn. If these judges are literally participating in a national security crisis by shutting down President Trump at every turn, then we got to do something. Are we going to take action against these, I don't know what you call them, but what happens when, say, a judge defends the status quo against President Trump, and President Trump is trying to secure our nation's borders because there's a crisis? What happens? At some point, does Donald, as the president of the United States, the chief executive, just get shut down because a district judge somewhere decides something? Does the judge have more power than the president of the United States of America while Congress is sidelined in internal conflict? See, folks, the checks and balances in America should solve this. Judges are there on good behavior. But if they're not engaged in good behavior, they need to be impeached. But again, we're threatening to ship illegals to sanctuary cities. That's great news if we do it. It's great that we're talking about stopping remittances going south, sending money south across the border, if we do it. We need to get rid of the welfare in America too, folks. All right, remember how I've told you that Hitler got taken down primarily because they wanted to jettison his white supremacist eugenics programs? Well, I mentioned to you that through Prescott Bush and others and massive transnational corporations, the United States was as involved as Hitler in the eugenics programs, right? Well, they just took those programs and went underground, and I have proof in seconds.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else, and you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get to this eugenics program, I want to digress a little bit. Steve Camarota, well-known researcher, has figured out that every illegal alien in America costs Americans $70,000 over their lifetime. So when we say we can just let all these illegals in, you know what? $70,000 is what it costs the United States taxpayers. We've got to stop it, folks. It is a crisis. And what do we do when these judges, when these politicians stop President Trump at every turn? At some point, we need to use the checks and balances in America and make them accountable. Anyway, I digress, but I wanted to highlight that headline. Every illegal alien costs the American taxpayers $70,000 over their lifetime. All right. Back to the eugenics movement discussion. So I mentioned to you that, you know what, Hitler was involved big times in eugenics, and they say the Nazi agenda, The Nazis means National Socialist Party. So when Ocasio-Cortez and others tell you they're a socialist, and then they call me a Nazi, okay, go figure. I stand for the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. These people are true Nazis. Nevertheless, the Nazis promoted this eugenics movement, which was they wanted to create a, quote, pure race. White people were God's chosen people, if you will. And anybody with any flaws was supposed to be snuffed out, stamped out, because if they procreated, it would taint the gene pool and ruin the race idea. And believe it or not, Americans were just as involved in this as the Führer or the Hitler, Hitler himself, right? Adolf Hitler was a big backer of this, they claim. Now, don't call me and tell me that Hitler's different. You don't know, Sam. It was the United States and Hitler wasn't responsible. I understand all the narrative, okay? I'm just telling you that wicked people worldwide, globally speaking, have promoted a eugenics agenda for decades. Decades. And these elitists worldwide, these globalists, this shadow government, if you will, these pawns of Satan, to highlight it and underscore it even more, these people literally want to create a perfect race. What they really want to do is play God and live forever. And then they want to gain control of society and rule it forever. But they're not going to get their wish. But the reason that I bring this up is this. This is very interesting. Headline says, scientists put human brain gene into monkeys to make them smarter and more human-like. And yes, they may actually be smarter when they do this. So I dug on this story, meaning I researched it more. And it turns out that it's Chinese scientists put human brain gene into monkeys to make the monkeys smarter and more human-like. Yes, they may be smarter. Now, first off, I thought the evolutionists, if you will, believed that we kind of came from monkeys. So let me get this right. We come from monkeys, and then we decide later to look back at our ancestors, our evolutionary ancestors, and then inject them with our genes to make them smarter and more like us. So when does the monkeys become like us, and when do we become like the monkeys? And I mean, it's a topsy-turvy world. But it's all about the eugenics movement, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. It's all about this elite group of conspirators that want to create two groups of people. Are you ready? The perfect white race, and then the dumbed down monkey rest of us. And so at first they inject these genes into monkeys and make them smarter. At some point they'll try to have the monkeys running around and breed with the humans running around, and then you create a dumbed down race and then a quote hybrid favored race, and you got the favored class and the underclass, and they try to dumb down the rest of us and elevate themselves, and that's what they're going to try to do. These people are absolutely psychotic and crazy. Now, you can blame it on the Chinese scientists and say, well, America's not doing it, by golly. That was Hitler, and then it's the Chinese. But if you dig, if you study, you'll understand quickly that it crosses all country lines or all nation lines. Scientists are involved in this stuff and have been involved in this stuff for a long time. When it gets a lot of negative scrutiny, they go underground. That's part of the reason Hitler was jettisoned. Because they could say, oh, he was the white supremacist Nazi extremist. But we got rid of him because he just was belligerent, you know. But all they did was take these programs underground. These same transnational corporations, these same elite scientists, these same elite rulers of nations in a globalist shadow government, if you will, they are the ones behind it all. And it has not gone away at all. I'm telling you. And so if you believe that it's gone away, that this eugenics discussion is over. You're wrong. They've been promoting this forever. And they're not about to stop, folks. Do you understand that? It's amazing, right? But it continues. And expect it to continue. Because that's their agenda. They've got unlimited money. They're a shadow government, so they have unlimited regulation and control. And they are, folks, on a satanic bender. I'm telling you right now. But if you don't look at the headline, Chinese scientists put human brain genome, or human brain genome, sorry, into monkeys to make them smarter and more human-like. And yes, they're achieving their ends. What will that mean for society if they blur the lines and pretty soon monkeys are smarter? Then what will be the next step? And when will the line between monkeys and humans and who will have what genes? And if you're not careful, what you'll do is you'll inject the human genome or gene pool with what? Monkey genes? And I know this sounds like sci-fi crazy talk, right? But you go look about it. Chinese scientists are doing this. And MIT researchers are documenting their efforts. If you say this is a crazy, psychotic idea by Sam, then what? Right? Human brain gene into monkeys. You ought to look up on the internet and you'll see what I'm talking about. You can say, well, Sam, you're just off on this crazy talk, Sam. Okay. But when you put in what I just told you, you get the gene is involved in a process known as neoteny delay or delaying or slowing of the development of an organism. They call it a morally risky proposition, right? At Natal Post, Chinese scientists defend implanting human gene into monkeys' brains. CNN. You think I'm just making this up? Go look at CNN. Right? What do you think about that? They're implanting human genes into monkeys' brains. And it's all over the news. ABC, Fox even reporting on it yesterday in Montana. Fairfield Sun-Times. Is that the eugenics movement on steroids? Or what is it? I don't know. But the eugenics movement, folks, is live and well, right? The eugenics movement has not stopped. They call it gene hack. Super smart human-monkey hybrids. Futurism.com reporting on it, too. 3 days ago, Chinese scientists figured out how they could enhance a monkey's intelligence by introducing a single human gene linked to the brain. What do you think of that? Have scientists in China brain hacked monkeys? Huh? I've got more. I know this sounds like sci-fi. It's Science Odyssey. Scientific racism? Let's talk about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security says, despite tweets by President Trump, it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in.
We'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
The president reportedly told an official at Homeland Security that if he closes the southern border, he would grant him a pardon if challenged. The president also said that the U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It will make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive.
There was a security scare at the White House on Friday. A man in a wheelchair set his jacket on fire. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Five former major champions share the lead at the midway point of the Masters. Tiger Woods is just under the lead. He says conditions are great at Augusta.
It's not the normal, you know, Augusta National when the balls repel. They're holding. And with it being so hot, the balls fly forever, so you know it's nice to we're hitting, you know, short irons and into a lot of the holes because of it. You know, if it got cooler from the same distance, it'd be a totally different deal. But with it being so warm, balls flying forever.
Fisher Price is recalling about 5 million Rock and Play sleepers. Anne Marie Burkle of the U.S. Product Safety Commission says
this is a product that's been in the market since 2009. And since then, approximately 30 infants have died in the Rock and Play sleeper.
The deaths occurred after the infants rolled over on their stomachs or sides while unrestrained. Some of them died of suffocation. The sleepers are padded cradles that vibrate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, I know people are thinking I've gone off my rocker, but I'm telling you, this is everywhere in the news. Chinese scientists put human brain gene into monkeys to make them smarter and more human-like. And yes, they may indeed be smarter, the Chinese are saying. Now, have scientists in China brain-hacked monkeys in a morally risky experiment? The answer is yes, they have. Let me say this again. Have scientists in China brain hacked monkeys in morally risky experiment? The answer is yes, indeed they have. This is not a joke. And so now you go back to the eugenics movement that we talked about, creating the, quote, pure race, the Nazi-style agenda that we think nobody else is involved in, and Hitler got stopped, and that's gone. That's yesteryear news. But you know what? They've been involved in the eugenics movement forever, and they still have this psychotic desire for a master race and a goal to dumb down the rest of us. You don't believe me, but I got a question. Is this scientific racism? There's been a lot of comparisons to monkeys and black people. I think wickedly so. I think it's a satanic agenda. I don't think humans are monkeys, folks, and I don't think monkeys are humans, and I don't think humans came from monkeys. Humans were created by God in his image. God never said that was true for the monkey. Let's be very, very clear. And I'm not going to compare any human to a monkey. But if you don't believe me, this is top news for discussion. If you think I'm just crazy, I've highlighted CNN articles, right? I've told you where this stuff comes from. It's all over the place, right? But here's an interesting tidbit for you. You're familiar with the PBS NewsHour, right? Well, they did a series that's entitled Baby Monkey versus Baby Human, PBS NewsHour. So if you think I'm off my rocker and this has no bearing, Sam, what are you talking about? You're just crazy. My response is very clear and very simple. Hey, I'm not the one pitching this. I'm not the one even really talking about this. But you say, well, wait a minute. Sam, can a human and a baby even be sexually involved? Right? And can they have a baby? I don't know. You say, well, Sam, that's already been proven. The answer is no. What are you thinking? Are you off your rock? Well, it all depends. What happens when you start to inject human genes into monkeys and monkeys' genes into humans? Because you know that's the next step, right? Yeah. Now, you say, what? Wait a minute, Sam, this is just too weird, too freaky to even discuss. I know, I get it. I agree. It's not a topic for public radio or for, you know, traditional radio, exactly. Except for when they're really mixing the genes scientifically together, what's next? Right? They're literally talking about this. Right? You think we'll ever have half human, half monkey babies? What do you think? See, this is weird stuff. Now there's a group that's even saying, hey, yes, monkeys are having sex with deer. Why are they doing that? You go, okay, this is popular science, folks. You think I'm crazy, huh? Well, this is what popular science is talking about. It takes somebody like me to bring this to the table. It's the weirdest thing ever. Is it the first time, they say, wildly two different species have gotten a little wild? Rachel Feldman, December 18th, 2017 is the article. Their subheadline on this says, oh dear. Most humans don't expect all sex to be procreative, they say. But they say we're not the only species doing this. All right. They say creatures all over the animal kingdom are doing strange stuff. Right? They have all these recent studies, right? Very strange. Very strange stuff. I believe they're promoting this agenda. And I believe they're perverting the natural order God has set forth. And I don't want to get too detailed on the sex part because it isn't really the focus of our program. But when you see this in popular science, yes, monkeys are having sex with deer. Why would they do that? Question mark. Right? You begin to go, right? You begin to go, what's going on here? And when you find out that CNN's talking about this and all these people are talking about all these strange things and you put it all together, you begin to understand there's a very serious agenda behind merging animal genes and human genes and monkey genes. And what's going to happen if they continue to hack monkeys' brains by putting human genes in them? What's going to happen when they decide to take Well, remember the syphilis studies where they gave black people syphilis intentionally? I mean, what an absolute shame. What a racist agenda. Nevertheless, they did that. They got caught later. Oh, sorry, they said. Remember when they basically took women, supposedly not very smart women and men, and they sterilized them and said, you won't have any babies? This is in America, folks, not in Germany. It wasn't Hitler, and it isn't always the Chinese. We do this stuff, too. Okay, and now you see these smatterings of this agenda in the mainstream press. Have scientists in China brain hacked monkeys in a morally risky experiment? Is this scientific racism, I would ask? Baby monkeys versus baby humans, PBS NewsHour. Now you say, Sam, come on, you're putting all this together and you're telling a story that isn't right or fair. Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because what happens if you have more and more and more genes mixed between monkey and human? At what point would you say it's a monkey, or at what point would you say it's a human? And if you inject enough genes and enough genes and enough genes and then they actually mate, then what do you call the baby? A monkey or a human? If it comes out black, for instance, even if it was two monkeys with human genes that bred, and if it comes out black because it gets, you know, human trait, whatever, then what? Is it a monkey? Can you dare call a black monkey baby with human genes a monkey? Or would you have to call it a human because you don't dare cross that can't say, can't talk about, can't think about, can't discuss discussion or topic, right? This gets weird fast. I agree. In fact, it's so unsavory to even discuss. The problem is when you see enough of this news in the mainstream, you begin to say there's something going on here, folks. And when they say a very morally risky experiment by the Chinese, I'm going, am I comfortable with the Chinese involved in a morally risky experience or experiment like this? Are you cool with that? Right? You got to ask a lot of questions when you discuss this, right? Right? It gets very weird fast. Right? Here's the next question. Are monkeys different races? You got headlines in the mainstream press that say this: evolution and the origin of races. Yeah. Are humans related to monkeys is the next question. They will be if we inject their genes. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids. Long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Yeah, so I'm asking the question, do monkeys have different races, ladies and gentlemen? Is there like black monkeys and white monkeys and Asian monkeys and such like that? Well, okay, if not, ladies and gentlemen, if even the suggestion is preposterous, then my question would be to the evolutionists, how can evolution explain that monkeys don't have different races, but we came from monkeys and we have different races? Right? Just weird. Weird, weird discussions. Right? I mean, where do the different races come from? And you got to ask yourself a question when it comes to DNA, right? How much different, right? How different is the DNA of a human and a monkey? Do you know? Right? How much DNA do we share with a monkey? Tiny genetic differences, you say? Between humans and other, quote, primates? See? This is where they're going, folks. How much DNA do we share with monkeys, huh? ...96% of the DNA, they say. Wow. Tiny genetic differences, you say. That may be true from a DNA point of view, right? But I submit there's a huge difference between monkeys and humans. But they're literally comparing the DNA between humans and chimps. Or monkeys. Now, I don't know if you know this, but the headline says this to make my point. You think I'm just off on a bender, don't you? Well, you listen to me carefully now. I've quoted CNN. I've quoted all the popular news people talking about all these strange connections. But this one's interesting. The headline says, genetics, the Smithsonian Institute's Human Origins Program. And it's at Human Evolution Evidence. Right? Wow. Humans and chimps, they say. Listen carefully. Chimps and humans, 96% the same, gene study shows. Yeah, this is News National Geographic, folks, if you don't believe me. Okay? You guys think I'm crazy on this one, but I'm telling you, this is all over the news. And my question is, what are they doing if they're focusing on this so much? I mean, you got National Geographic talking about this. This isn't just me, right? This gets crazy fast. And you go, what is their agenda? Well, I just told you. Their goal is to blur our DNA. Their goal is to create a dumbed down race. The Smithsonian's institution, it's their human origins program of genetics, folks. And then they say humans and chimps share 96% to 99% of the same DNA. Gene study finds National Geographic. Tiny differences between humans and other primates, they claim. How can evolution explain that monkeys don't have races? They say humans and monkeys share DNA, but not genes. What? Yeah. Chimps, humans, and monkeys. What's the difference? Some are asking. What differentiates humans from chimps? Differing DNA? Or different what? Genes? They say there's few DNA differences. What's the difference? It's puzzling. What does it really mean to be 99% chimp, they ask. Yeah. Okay. They want you to believe that human and chimp DNA are almost identical, but I submit to you they are significantly different. But their goal is to promote this evolutionary agenda. So they say this: I don't believe that human and monkeys have the same DNA at all. And let me tell you the prime difference. And I go back to the Bible for my guidance on this. Okay, folks, I'm a Christian, and I have a world Christian view. And that starts with God created the earth, and God created us, meaning humans, in his own image. And we are literally, according to the Bible, the offspring of God. We're his children. Therefore, God is a perfected human, is he not? I mean, he created us in his image and we're human. How much differences does there need to be? So now monkeys are created. But did God say the monkeys were created in his image? No, he did not. He did not say that at all. He didn't say the apes are in his image. And so we need to be very, very, very careful to understand a few things. One, God created us in his image. And according to the Bible, we are the literal offspring of God. We're his children. He is our Father in heaven. Therefore, if we're human, he is human. He's a perfected human. I get it. I'm not suggesting that I'm a God in any way. I'm just suggesting that I am his child. I'm a child of God. And he sent me here on the earth to learn and to grow and to be the best person I can and eventually one day to live with him again. Right? He didn't say that about the monkeys at all. I submit to you that that is the big difference. And as such, then, monkeys will never be human. And humans will never be monkeys. Otherwise, you literally take the father of us humans and suggest that he came from a monkey. Do you see how evolution gets psychotic fast? If we are God's children and God is our father, if you believe in the Bible and God is the creator, then you say, wait a minute, the creator came from a monkey. Do you see how psychotic and circular logic this humanist view of evolution is? It's bogus. Now, are there evolutionary realities? Yes, there are. Things evolve. There's no question. The human today is different than the human in Adam's time. I agree with that. We have a softer life and our bodies and our genetics and our DNA and our change over time. I get it. But I submit to you this DNA program, where they want you to believe that God's children's DNA is the same as monkey's DNA, almost identical. It's an absolute, flat-out, bogus, deceptive, dishonest, satanic lie from the pit of hell. And I submit to you that we have no business playing God and putting human brain genes into monkeys, or monkey genes into humans, or it goes on and on and on. All right? We don't need the Smithsonian Institute of Genetics promoting a, quote, human origins program where they want to pretend they can document we came from the monkeys. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are of godly heritage. Do not forget the biblical reality. Do not be deceived, my fellow Americans. Do not fall for the evolutionary lie. Is there evolutionary characteristics that happen? Yes, things do evolve. But that does not mean that men came from monkeys, and that does not mean that monkeys and men and women or humans are identical. It does not mean that in any way, and I'm not going to fall for that lie. And I'm going to encourage you to stand with the Bible and say, God created he them, male and female as humans. And we are literally in the image of God and literally the offspring of God. And do not let the wackos in science pretend we came from the monkeys. And don't let them in their genetics, eugenics movements, merge man and monkey and create whatever they create. It is man-made creation, not God ordained. Let's be very, very clear. This is man pretending they're God. And as the Wise article headline pointed out, this is a very morally risky experiment, right? Yeah. A morally risky experiment, to be sure. And I don't know that we can stop them from their morally risky experiments. But I know that we can trust God's law. We can trust that God created us in his image and we are not monkeys. And the big difference between man and any animal, including monkeys, is that we have our agency to choose as we will. We are agents unto ourselves. And God gave us life, and he gives us our agency to choose. And we can choose to follow Satan, the enemy of all righteousness, or we can choose to follow God Almighty. I don't know everything, but I will tell you something that I do know. God created us male and female, and we are his offspring, his children, according to the Bible. And as such, we can choose to follow him, and no other animal has the agency capabilities that we have. A monkey doesn't. How many monkeys are in prison from killing people or committing crimes as a human? Everyone knows there's a definite distinction. But modern scientists and modern man want to play God. Back in the biblical times, they tried to build a tower to get to heaven or to upend heaven or to beat heaven, whatever you want to call it. They're doing the same thing in modern times with this humanist, globligloop, dishonest agenda. Humans are a creation of God. We are his children. That means there's a heavenly mother as well. And ladies and gentlemen, don't fall for these eugenics lies. You're going to hear more and more and more about this because there is an agenda underfoot. I'm here to document it for you. Right? I'm here to tell you about it. And I'm here to tell you how evil and satanic it is as man tries to play God. And under the name of science, they want to confuse you. Do not fall for the lie. National Geographic, out in the weeds. CNN, out in the weeds. The Smithsonian Institute, out in the weeds. The Nazis, those who partnered with them in the past and who have taken these programs underground, dishonest, ladies and gentlemen. There's a massive difference between a human and a monkey. Primarily the reality that we were created as the offspring of God, as humans, and monkeys were not. There you have it. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk radio in the can. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. I testify of God and his son, Jesus Christ. We will be resurrected as children of God. Make no mistake. This nation shall endure.